You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $DeadEndHipHop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead in Hip Hop, Sunday single, Serious Klein, straight out of Pandemic, featuring Anais. I ain't do no research, man. I ain't do no research. Serious Klein, never heard of him. Anais, never heard of her. This was super random, Ken. I saw it. I said, well, should let me play it. I was like, oh, well, goddamn. I 15 seconds in, I was like, I'm going to just send it. I don't even need to hear the rest of it. I'm going to just send it because I know it's dope. And Serious Klein, that nigga's a serious MC, I'll tell you that much. And he has a lot of work out too.
I noticed.
Yeah. So I added the You Should Have Known project that came out in 2018. He has an EP scheduled to release later this year. It's called Ludus. I think we should definitely review that. Again, not knowing shit about him, he sounds Cali. His flow is amazing. He knows how to construct songs. I could tell that from just this one single. He knows how to flow. He could put the content. I could tell that he can be introspective. There's a lot that I could tell just from this one song. I could tell you he's polished in the motherfucker. I could tell you he's ready to blow. And then Anais, God.
Yeah, she was great.
She
sounded good.
I like the song. This song is fucking dope.
Yeah, it is. And just from the production, I thought the beat was good. I definitely thought him as a rapper, flow-wise, voice-wise, was good too. So so there were a lot of things I liked off rip. But then when you get into the content, and that's where he got me, because there's a lot here that you can really unpack, you know, with them talking about, where is it? Ain't much room for a black man, you know. Him saying, you know, fire burning because there's a war outside, is dipped in lies with some nasty secrets. Hide and seek with the facts and the truth. But wearing blindfolds if we never see him. But that hide and seek with the facts and the truth, that one just hit me because that happens a lot even now. Yep. There was just, man, as I was reading through the lyrics, I was like, man, fight the power, like who is the people? Check a mirror, maybe I am evil. So when you were talking about introspective, you know, I definitely get a feeling of a lot of like self-doubt, like, but not like a lack of confidence, but just a lack of confidence in America or in the U.S. If he's from America, I would like to believe you think he is.
Like you could definitely tell he is a self-evaluator, and he has those conversations with himself where he's being completely honest. And I think that a lot of people, they aren't, you know, look, ask my wife. She'll tell you how many things I lie to myself about every motherfucking day. But I think a lot of people do that, you know, and I think it's just a natural thing that kind of keeps you ticking and allowing you to live per status quo. But those people that are great, those people that we look up to, those people that accomplish a lot of things are the ones that are super honest with themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones that truly do the inner work to better themselves. You know what I'm saying? And with those personal introspections, again, outside looking in, because I have not dove into him. I don't know his music. I don't know his content. I don't know who he is. Mm-hmm. But just the song, it makes me think that this guy is truly digging deep to try to better who he is. And that's dope.
Yeah, the last two lines that stood out to me was, and this isn't even really a deep line, is that maybe they're going to kill another black man. So that's telling me that, you know, there's a lot of things he's dealing with in terms of, like, his life expectancy. Mm-hmm. When he walks out the door, calling his mama, telling him, you know, he's about to hit the road or whatever. And then, you know, closing it out with life ain't nothing but a dream down here. But the one that I thought was really good when he was like, I wear my heart on the sleeve. Wait, hold on. Let me just find it. I just saw the shit. Oh, I wear my heart like it's dipped in snow. And I was like, damn. You know, thinking about just the idea mm-hmm. of dipping a heart in snow, I thought was like, mm-hmm. okay, well, shit. So that tells you a lot about, like, you know, in terms of him and his introspectiveness, like you mentioned, and just his awareness or soul searching, I guess, that he's doing, just dealing with day-to-day life. So good find, man.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
One morning, you just walk in with a bag of everyone's faves from McDonald's, drop it on the counter, and say, breakfast is on me. Boom! That's the power of saving money on the McDonald's app. Hope you can handle all that. Save money with the app. At participating McDonald's, must opt into rewards.
Yeah. Hey, you know what, Ken? Again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful because my name is not Nick. But as dope as the song was, it wouldn't be as dope without Anais on it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she really added that cherry on top to this. Because, look, Sirius Klein was definitely the cake, the batter, everything. But she was definitely the frosting and whatever hell else you want to put on top of that, man. Because her vocals, mm-hmm. so sensual, so controlled, so breathy. Like, man, like, she's, like, not only did I become a fan... and. Again, me being somewhat hyperbolic, trying to entertain y'all. Not only did I become a fan of who Sirius Klein is, I also, like, I want to know about her. Like, she is dope.
Yeah, me too. And apparently, she's French.
Mm.
She's a French Senegalese artist.
She's fucking dope.
Yeah.
She's
so
dope.
Maybe we found another one.
Yeah. No, we definitely going to have to go back with both of these people. They're dope, man. Look, if y'all have ever heard of Sirius Klein, man, hit us up. Let us know what we should check out. Let us know what project you would like for us to review of Sirius Klein. But again, we appreciate you guys listening to another Single Sunday. We'll be back next Sunday with another one. If you would like to support, share this with just one person, a coworker, family member, another music head that you know. Also, if you would like to support monetarily, you can hit us up via Cash App, hit us up via PayPal, hashtag DE365. So that way we know that you're supporting myself and Ken on this 2021 review a day journey. We promise you we're going to do it, man. We too far in now. It's a habit now, Ken.
Yeah.
21, 22 days to make a habit?
Mm-hmm.
We passed that.
21.
Yep. We passed that. So, you know, 2021, man, a review a day. We'll see you next Sunday with another Single Sunday. We out.
Peace.